There are many different points. I'll focus on a few here. So, there are, Jesus said, I am the only way. Then, is ISKCON also like that, saying that Prabhupada is the only way? What about other spiritual teachers? Are devotees promoting sectarianism? Or are they fostering unity by appreciating different spiritual paths? There is definitely the understanding that there are many different paths to God. In fact, Krishna says, rather than saying, Jesus is attributed as saying, I am the only way. But Krishna says, Mama vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvasha, that all people are on my path. That means, what does he mean, all people are on my path? He says, there's a path of the evolution of consciousness. It's one path. And there are different people at different levels within that.
Yeah.
Are you okay there?
Yeah,
we'll sit there. Okay. So we can sit there. So the now few minutes, 5 minutes. So there's one path for the elevation of consciousness, and different people are on the different levels in that path.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, some people may be on that one path, but they may be going away also. Their consciousness may not be evolving, it may be devolving also, it may be going down. So that's, but it's one path. And on that one path, for different people, there may be different teachers who may inspire. There may be different different messages that may inspire.
Mm-hmm.
So this diversity is very much a part of the bhakti tradition. The Krishna himself says, Sambhavami yuge yuge. He doesn't say, I just come only once. He says, I come millennia after millennia. So, I would say that we need to, we definitely, if we look at the bhakti literature, we acknowledge that there are many different paths and they all can lead to the elevation of consciousness. And Prabhupada himself, he would say that when he was asked about Jesus, he said that he's our guru. He gave up his life for the service of God. Oh, how could a person exalt it?
Mm-hmm.
So Prabhupada was very respectful to Jesus.
Mm. Mm.
Having said that there are different paths for raising our consciousness upwards, that does not necessarily mean that any and every path will lead to the elevation of consciousness.
Mm. Mm.
So from the relative perspective itself, if you say all paths are right, then within all paths, there can be the one path which says that only my path is right.
Mm-hmm.
So then if all paths are right, and then the path which says one only my path is right also. But if only my path is right, then all paths cannot be right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a logical paradox over there.
Right.
So there can be fanatical rejection. There can be fanatical rejection of all paths and saying only my path is right. At the same time, there can also be an uncritical acceptance of all paths at a sentimental level.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever whoever is doing is all right. No, there are certain actions which lead to the degradation of human consciousness and they need to be avoided.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that understanding is also very important. So with respect to specific spiritual teachers, I would say that rather than getting into specifics, yesterday also I said, focus on principles, that we look at a particular spiritual teacher, we look at their teachings, we look at their followers, we look at how much the people who follow that path are themselves evolved. See, it can be that there will be an individual, please. At an individual level, there may be spiritual teachers who are themselves very evolved. But that's okay. Are they able to provide a path by which their followers also get evolved? Sometimes, some spiritual teachers have phenomenal charisma and they themselves are very exalted. And followers are primarily more of admirers than seekers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just admire how great my spiritual teacher is. And my greatness comes from the teacher's greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I evolve myself? That also is something to be seen.
Let me complete
what I'm saying. That, so, There may be spiritual teachers who are advanced, but we have to look at their followers. Are they also advancing? We also have to see, have they provided a well-delineated path for advancement? They may be talking about spiritually exalted truths also, but if they provided a path, that is, then that's fine. When Prabhupada was asked one time, Swamiji, your path sounds like that of Buddha. So Prabhupada said, do you follow Buddha? Said, no, Swami. Prabhupada said, follow Buddha, follow Jesus, follow Krishna, follow someone. Don't just talk. Mm-hmm. So don't just talk means that, suppose we consider that we are all spiritually sick. Mm-hmm. And we are all meant to be healed. Mm-hmm. When I'm sick, in advance, I cannot really know whether a particular doctor's treatment is good or not, whether it's going to work or not. I can use my intelligence to evaluate. But afterwards, after I evaluate, eventually I have to take the medicine. So, we take the medicine and see if it benefits, it's fine. If it doesn't benefit, we go to some other doctor. So, rather than endlessly debating about different spiritual teachers, no, we can pray to God who is there in our hearts, He's our guide. But I don't know at this stage what is the best path for me. But you please guide me. And among the available options that we have, we just follow the path which inspires us the most. Mm-hmm. And by following this, if that path leads to our spiritual growth, good. If it doesn't lead, we will move on to something else. And as far as devotees sometimes being sectarian or discouraging questions, we have to understand that not all devotees are of the same nature. So there are some devotees who may not be so thoughtful, who may not be so broad-minded. Some devotees may be narrow-minded also. So even if you go to any community, there will be people who will be moderates, there will be people who will be fanatics, there will be people who will be liberals. It's just there, it's the nature of the world itself. So we just... So what we will do is that we just focus on this principle that we associate with those whose thought process, whose attitudes they inspire us. So if you find some devotee as a sectarian, keep a distance from them.
You inspire me, thank you.
So if you find somebody broad-minded, that's wonderful.